edu. Scroll down to Bookstore, browse, and place your order today. That's conservative.edu and scroll to Bookstore. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these three stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today as we face the issues. We're talking about an issue that I believe we need to seriously look at, ponder, and understand. The enemy's within. Is it possible that the Socialist Marxist Communist Party, known as the Democrats, is screaming a threat to our democracy for what Trump is doing and Elon Musk is doing with the Doge operation? Is it possible they are really the threat to our democracy? They're really the enemies within. That's my opinion. Love to hear from you. That number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Our special guest today is James Crandon. We're looking at this through the eyes and the prism of what he has been doing and part of his ministry outreach work. James, tell our listeners again something about the Patriots Academy and what you do in that, why that is so needful and necessary as we get involved in knowing what the government's doing and our responsibility to government and government's responsibility to God. Tell us a little about that work.
Rick Green and his family have been at it for years, I think 10, 15 years, and Patriot Academy is based out of Texas, but they travel all over, and they put on classes and encourage people to become coaches and put on classes. The classes are offered for free. You can get the book for either one, either Constitution, Constitution Alive course, or a course called Biblical Citizenship, which is the one I love, because that runs the kind of the parallel, the track through the United States and how it was formed and how it so closely follows biblical principles. And it's just wonderful to look at our founding fathers and look at how many of them were believers and were loud about it. They weren't quiet about it. And they wanted a government that was set up, you know, of the people, by the people, and for the people, and stood on the pillars of morality and justice and liberty and freedom. And it pushed for that. Was it ever perfect? No. But what is it based on God's perfect word? Heck yes, it was. And I think we've talked about that on air before. They don't teach it in school, but I learned at the beginning of this class when I started several years ago, the very first class is called The Foundation. It's an eight-week class. And they take about 45 minutes to an hour and a half, depending on how much. And people would end up standing around after and talking a lot because it really it answers a lot of questions. And there's a lot of revelation in it, either constitutional life or biblical citizenship. But the first class, going back to foundation, it talks about a monument. And you're thinking, oh, a monument? Where? What? That sounds neat. What is it? Well, it's called the Monument to the Forefathers. And if your listening audience Googles the Monument to the Forefathers, their mouth will drop and they'll be aghast. And how the heck did I not know this? It's allegedly the tallest granite hand-carved monument in the United States of America, and some say maybe the world. And it's in Plymouth, Massachusetts, and it's back surrounded by a little neighborhood now. It's same place Plymouth Rock was. And the first person that donated to this monument was Abe Lincoln. It was built, finished, it was completed, because it took over 50 years to raise money to actually start it and do it, but 50 years to build it. But it's a huge monument. I think it's 106 feet or something. It's a big monument. The base of it alone is over 6 feet tall. And it has five people on it. The very first one is a huge woman in the middle, and her name is Faith. And she's pointing to the one true God, and in her hand she's clutching the Bible as she's pointing up. And there's a star of wisdom on her forehead. And then at each of the four corners are four different carved people. And there's three men and one woman. And one of the guys kind of looks like the full armor of God, Ephesians 6, 10 through 18, is it, Dr. Youngblood? And right. He's dressed in the armament, and he is configured to be pointing towards England, as if to say, we got away from oppression once, don't come and try it again, kind of thing. And so that man, the warrior of it, and that's what countries should have. They should be protected, or as Reagan used to say, you know, trust but verify, and peace through strength, kind of thing. And then there's a woman reading a Bible to her child, like train up a child in the way they should go. And then there's a judge. So there's education, there's the judicial system, there's, equal justice, and then the warrior. So four different sides, and each one has a plaque and a description and biblical verse that goes along with that person and a little story. But it's a huge monument, and it's a big deal. And if you pull up and see the picture of it, it's gorgeous. You'll be astonished. And the fact that they don't teach about that in school and how it's so important to have those things, we talk about a three-legged stool might be a little wobbly, but it's got those three things. And you talk about God, family, and government as a three-legged stool. And if one of those is missing, you don't have a very stable situation. Well, that Founding Fathers monument talks about that and amplifies it, or base the truth on that, and it's incredible. And that's the very first lesson, and it talks about why that's so important. And I didn't realize until I started the class that 34% of the U.S. Constitution is based on biblical principles. Who knew?
Absolutely. One of the things that we fail to recognize, I believe, James, is the fact God gave us civil government. Romans chapter 13, verses 1 through 7. Civil government was designed of God to be a servant to God, and not to lord over the people, but a servant under God. And that purpose for that servanthood for government is to punish evil and to protect good. And we've reversed that, just as you said at the start of the program, with Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20, as to what we see taking place today. James, I'm going to touch this, let you speak to it, and then we'll take our next caller. I got an email this morning from one of our listeners, and he said, please review and let me know what you think, et cetera, et cetera. This article says, Trump and Musk did not create anything. Obama did. Obama created the United States Digital Services, that's USDS, in 2014. It was meant as a bureaucracy, a bureaucratic patch job to fix the Obama website meltdown. Fast forward 2025, Trump rebrands it as DOGE, United States DOGE Service, keeps the acronym, keeps the funding, but gives the whole new mission, find the receipts. Legally untouchable because it was already fully funded and operational. Trump invokes 5 U.S.C. 3161, which allows him to create temporary hiring authority. DOGE teams get embedded inside every single federal agency. Each team consists of a lawyer, HR rep, a Zoomer nerd, and an investigator. They report to DOGE. Not the agency they're embedded in. And it goes on to talk about what all is taking place with that. So what I want our listeners to understand, President Trump has got, I don't know, it takes a genius stroke to do this. He's gone back and he's discovered an agency organization already set up, authorized through the feds, through the House, etc., to do what he is doing. So they can, the Democrats can't come about and say, you've got to shut it down, you're not authorized, etc., etc. It was authorized under the Obama administration. The name has been changed, but it's doing the same thing that Trump, Obama told the public that he was going to do, was search out and find government waste and clean up the waste. He's not done that. Trump is doing that. So I'm thankful for it. But hold your thought and your response to that. I believe we have Terry on the line. Terry, go with your question or comment, please.
How you doing, Dr. Youngblood?
Doing good, thank you. You need to turn your radio down.
Thank you.
Go ahead with your question or comment. Terry, are you there? Okay, we lost Terry. James, go ahead and respond to my thoughts in relationship to what Trump is doing. And yes, socialist Marxist Democrats are saying that Trump needs to be shut down. What he's doing is illegal. What are your thoughts? What are your comments? How do you respond to that?
Yeah, I just think that we're going to get a lot of kickback, and we're going to get a lot of people spewing false allegations about how this is illegal. I think that the real test is going to be over the course of the next few months, because our government now has to find the evidence, be able to create enough evidence to bring up charges, and our government, and I think the current administration, is not going to do anything dirty or underhanded. They're going to follow the letter of the law. I mean, I've been jumping up and down for the last few weeks to my sweet bride saying, when are they going to arrest somebody? When are they going to arrest somebody? I mean, I was in the military, and the military had a really simple mission. They killed people and they broke things, and they had support staff that, you know, committed to that. And that's not a good philosophy, obviously. But, you know, look at King David. Look at the things that David did. And who would have guessed that, you know, the guy like that would end up messing up, fall into terrible sin, have things come apart. Anything is possible. And I think the positive that we can take from this is the majority of the people right now that have the reins, that are in power, the ones that aren't completely committed as Jesus Christ, their Lord and Savior, how phenomenal is it that we've got a guy in office that was a business person that's been attempted assassination a couple times, had his ear hit once and shot, and now publicly is saying, and I know he's a salesperson and the art of the deal and all that nonsense, but you as a believer have to hear the inflection of his voice and the sincerity of somebody that says, I think God kept me around for a reason and a purpose. Mm-hmm. I don't think this is all just a narcissistic, I'm rich, but I don't have enough money. I'm powerful, but I don't have enough power. And I could be dead wrong. But I think that the people that President Trump has surrounded himself with now, the vast majority of them are there for the right reasons, and they're going to continue to rapidly uncover things. And then we've got wonderful Pammy Jo Bondi, who's then going to assemble some things, and we are going to go after people and take names and get things done. And I think, as my conversation this past weekend was, all my dear friends, was if they would just go, and it wasn't my idea, but one of my best buddies said, what if they took the top 3 or 4% of the people that are corrupt, and whether they're Republican or Democrat, Rhino, Independent, whatever, and if they took the highest named people, the Pelosi's, the
McConnell.
Yeah. What if they took him and they just did a little digging, just based on the suspicion? How did you make $175,000 a year and now you're worth this? They can access this information and get some dirt on these people. And I'm not saying do it in a mean-spirited way, but I want people to remember, the listening audience, there's a point and a purpose for righteous anger, and justice should be blind, and that goes both ways. And here's the thing to pray about and think about. if we don't do anything, all these people that for the last 50, 60, 100 years have been growing in their power and in their throw care to the wind and just step on good people and bend the rules and look the other way and get bought out and paid for and all these other things, if we don't at some point put people in jail over this, they tried to put Trump in jail over the same thing they ended up going after, who was the gangster, oh, my goodness. They went after the IRS. No, IRS violations. An old gangster back in the day that they arrested for a tax.
Al Capone.
Al Capone. That's right. It was a famous case. They couldn't get him for all the murders and horrible things he'd done. They went after him for a tax violation. Of course, Hunter Biden got, you know, he got a hall pass. Which, again, those are the type of things that shouldn't make us as Americans fuming angry. We should let go of our anger, but we ought to have righteous seeking of justice. And don't think that you're being mean-spirited or vindictive. But if we don't do this and we think somebody else is and we're going to kick the can down the road, we're going to have a bunch of cans getting kicked down the road. People have to take it. And I believe we've got the people in place in power now that are not going to kick the can down the road. They're going to assemble data, thus going back to and giving purpose to the reason that people now are searching for, how can I hide this? How can I bleach bit this? How can I get lawyered up so that I am going to get sued or accused of treasonous acts? Because that's the thing. You and I aren't thinking about it, and the average listener's not thinking about it. But these people, I'm sorry, they are just evil. And they are being influenced by the devil, and they are allowing it, and they're blind to it. And we have got to stop them. And the only way to do it, and again, I'm happy and excited now because we can see the light, and the canary's in the coal, and it's still alive, and we see the light, and we're getting there. But we have to keep looking up, as you famously say, and, you know, we do.
We have to recognize what he is doing as God directs and has interceded. And it's not just the interdiction of that which is fraudulent and waste that's taking place within government, but it's what Trump has already done. He sealed our borders on the south side, southern border of America. 10,000 a day used to come in. Now I think they said yesterday it was something less than a dozen. Under President Trump, we now have our children in our schools without LGBTQI+, without transgenderism being forced upon them. Through President Trump and executive orders, our schools now are mandated, that are the schools that are still mandating the COVID vaccination. President Trump said by executive order they'll receive no federal funds. Our military, that were forced out of the military as a result of saying no to the COVID vaccination, have now been reinstated with full back pay. President Trump has issued executive orders to stop any and all government bias against Christianity. I'm looking at an article, James, and I'll have you respond to it. Trump announces executive order that protects religious liberties and eradicates any and all Christian bias. President Trump announced he is creating a task force led by the Department of Justice to eradicate all anti-Christian bias within every federal governmental agency. Attorney General Pam Bondi will lead the effort and immediately halt all forms of anti-Christian discrimination and targeting within the governmental agencies, including DOJ, IRS, FBI, etc. And I'll pause there in this long article. But James, you recall just in the past couple of years where we had banks like Bank of America that would all of a sudden debank a Christian organization because they disagreed with them. We had it where social media before Elon Musk bought Twitter and now called X, where social media Facebook, all of the social media platforms were pressured by the federal government to censor Christian and conservative free speech. That's gone. Trump has eliminated all censorship in America on every platform. And, of course, the government said, we didn't do it. Yes, they did. We've got now paper trails, email trails to prove that it was from Joe Biden and the executive office. So what is your response? What is your footnote that you'd like for the listeners to understand of your position, your thoughts, your opinion on all of the things that Trump's done over and above, beyond just the financial aspect?
I would hope and pray that the listeners realize that this has all been done before and this has all happened before, and we know who's in control. We have to look at First and Second Kings, and who is it? Jeremiah. I think wrote First and Second Kings, and somewhere 970 to 850. But you think about what happened and how the splitting of the tribes, Israel divided into rival northern and southern nations, and what happened when King David's his declining health, he named Solomon his son. Well, then look at Solomon with Bathsheba. All these different twists in the road and all these different surprises and, oh, my gosh, what about this and what about that? I would tell you that we're in a really powerful place right now because this is the first time in many, many years we've got a president like this who we're praying, I believe all of us, that is going to be a new believer. And I don't know if you heard it or not, but I read something the other day that said that he was doing a huge statue of Jesus and putting it in Washington. Now, that may be AI or just, you know, I look at a lot of, obviously, biblical outlets and so forth. But just the fact that he's as verbal as he is and he's talking about protecting Christians, I think is incredible. I think it's really wonderful. And here are our big trouble spots. If we want to know what we really need to look for in the country, we need to look at California and New York. And I hate to single them out, but they're nutty people. They're not only evil, but they're nutty. There's no sense there. What do they say? The land of fruits and nuts? And I don't know what New York is. But, I mean, New York this morning, there was an outlet that said that the mayor of New York was trying to make it legal for illegal aliens, he called them undocumented aliens, to vote. Why are we still talking about that craziness? Come on. So, again, what I'm hoping and praying is that the federal government is going to say, great, that's a terrific idea. Any money that you get or support from the federal government is done. I mean, why don't we adopt and take Canada as one of our states and give them California and New York? I mean, it's just, it's crazy, and obviously we can't do that. But I don't know if there's any cure for that, you know, we joked about wisdom and knowledge. There's a huge difference. You know, you might know a lot of book smarts, but if you don't have common sense and wisdom, you know, the quality and experience of having knowledge, and then introduce good judgment, for goodness sakes, that you can be wise, listen to words of wisdom, read words of wisdom. Well, if you don't have people that believe in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, read the Bible. And what did we say a few months ago? We said, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the joy of the Lord is our strength. Well, if we don't couple those things up and realize, hey, as believers, we ought to be on fire and excited and enthusiastic and bring more people to Christ. And as we do that in our homes and in our communities and at our grocery store and at the dry cleaner or wherever we have interaction with people, people should be able to look and listen, and before we even mention the Lord's name, they ought to realize there's something different about that guy. Oh, well.
Absolutely. I've said many times, James, you've heard me say that as Christians, we should look different, act different, talk different, even smell different out in the society in which we're living in. But I'm thankful for what Trump is doing. I'm looking at a headline. U.S. Army says it will no longer accept transgender applicants, support sex change procedures. I didn't realize until reading this article, we've got 11,500 transgender servicemen, service members in the military. And as a result of Trump's executive orders, there will be no more DEI for the applicants coming into the military. There will be no more transgender surgeries paid for by the hundreds of millions of dollars by the U.S. taxpayers that destroys the element of power and control and authority and what would you call it, protection through our military. I'm thankful to see that. This article reads, the announcement comes after Department of Defense, DOD, Secretary Pete Hegseth issued a memo February the 7th to officially bring the department in line with President Trump's January 27th executive order, in which he banned all transgender members from the whole armed forces, as well as sex change procedures. So we no longer have transgenderism in our schools. We no longer have DEI in our schools or any branch of military. We no longer have the transgender surgeries that's being provided to the military. We no longer have the butchering of healthy body parts from young men and young women as a result of the transgenderism that was, I believe, coming right out of the Oval Office with Joe Biden. And when you look at what DOGE is finding now, multiple millions of dollars been paid out for the spread of transgenderism on a global basis. I'm looking at a headline that says, Elon Musk bombshell, this might be the biggest fraud in history. Listen to this, Jimmy, and I'll get you to respond. That stunning conclusion comes from Elon Musk, chief of President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency, and it's a result of DOGE's initial review of the nation's Social Security, its payoffs, and specifically those who are getting the benefits. Musk posted on social media, according to the Social Security database, these are the numbers of people in each age bracket, which Death Field sets as false. He continued, maybe Twilight is real and there's a lot of vampires collecting Social Security. Here's the reason. For example, it lists one person each in the age of 360 to 369 and 240 to 249 years of age. That would make these beneficiaries older than the Civil War, older than the Revolutionary War, older than the Constitution, older than the United States, which is coming up on its 250th birthday. Musk noted that this might be the biggest fraud in history. Some 20 million are beyond the age of 28 listed people drawing Social Security. 20 million beyond the age of 100, including 2,700 purportedly that are already in their 200th birthday. And I could go on and on and on with the numbers. How do you comment to that when you're finding out that we have millions that are 250 to 350 years of age drawing Social Security?
Yep, I love it. And ironically, and I'm sure I'm going to steal your thunder on this one too, the director of Social Security resigned either yesterday or today. She stepped down. But the listening audience, you can pull that up and shake your head and scratch your head and go, oh my goodness, and then come with Jimmy to a city council and school board meeting. Because yes, between 100 and 109, 5,734,407, between 110 and 119, 3,627,007, between 120 years old and 129, 3,472,849, and this is getting good, between 130 years old and 139 years old, 3,936,311, between 140 years old and 149 years old, 3,542,044, and it goes on, 150, and as you said, there's even a category between 220 years old and 229, as 1,039 people that are drawing Social Security. So any of our listening audience is drawing Social Security, and they've been saying for years that it's going to go bankrupt and our kids will never see the money they've been taking from us. Imagine why recently the head of Social Security has stepped down. This is ludicrous.
Absolutely. James, our time is up, but I'm going to read this little meme. DOGE. Yeah. Stands for Democrats Officially Getting Exposed, end quote. James, thank you so much for joining us today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again, we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
You're listening to The Truth, 91.7 FM.